弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很多时候唱诗唱完，我都不想上来的。
Oftentimes after the worship time, I don't want to come up to the pulpit.
因为我们真的觉得神的同在这么真实。
Because God's presence is so real.
但能够在主的面前继续向他唱诗，是多快乐的事情。
How happy it will be to continue singing before Him.
但是我告诉大家一个好消息。
But let me tell you a good news.
不久以后我们到天上可以永远唱。
Before long, we're going to go to heaven and we will sing forever.
所以我最近常常收到很多的信，不管是网络上的弟兄姊妹们的父母亲年老了，长了绝症了。
Recently, I have received a lot of mails or emails aboutTheir trials or their parents getting terminal illness.
因为我们心里面很心疼他们，我们也很为他们祷告。
On one hand, we feel sorry for them and we want to pray for them.
但是另外一方面，我们却充满着荣耀的把握啊。
But yet, on the other hand, we have this glorious assurance.
我们不过是搭先后的班车回家就是了。
We're but on a different train going home.
到了天上，神要把一个荣耀不朽坏不会生病的身体给我们，我们可以永远跟主同在。
In heaven, God is going to give us an incorruptible body that we will never get sick and we will be with God forever.
而且你一看到主，亲眼看见我们所信的主，你心里面一定充满了喜乐。哎呀，就是要赞美他。
As we meet the Lord that we love first time with our eyes, our heart can just be burst with joy.
阿们啊！要感谢神哈。
Praise the Lord.
我们礼拜五刚刚有一个很好的感恩聚会。
Last Friday, we just had a wonderful combined meeting of Thanksgiving.
我从散会的时候看弟兄姊妹的表情，就知道聚会不错。
I can tell from brothers and sisters' expression after meeting that you had wonderful meeting.
希望十一月不是只有十一月才来感恩，十一月是提醒我们、操练我们的感恩。
The month of November is just it's not the only month that we give thanks, but a reminder.
存着感恩的心，说感恩的话，过感恩的生活。
That we will have a thankful heart, say thankful things, and live a thankful life.
所以达比弟兄告诉我们说，一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能喜乐的。
Brother Darby tells us that if a person does not know how to give thanks, he will not be able to rejoice.
喜乐的大小绝对跟感恩的大小成正比的。
And the magnitude of our joy is proportional.To our thankfulness.
所以如果你觉得最近不喜乐弟兄姊妹，因为很多时候我们缺少了感恩。
If you do not feel joyful lately, probably because you have not been thankful.
不要说属主的恩典会让我们里面喜乐起来啊。
Not only that counting God's blessing will bring us back the joy.
当我们想到耶稣，想到他所事的，想到他所做的，弟兄姊妹，你一定会感恩的。
But whenever we think about Jesus, about His being and His doing, we will give thanks.
像刚刚那个小玉弟兄教我们唱的这首新歌、新旧歌。
Like our brother Aaron just taught us this old, new old song.
我刚才唱到第三节，他是讲到我们每一次抬头看的时候，都看到他，他在那里为我们祷告，为我们代求。哎呀，我心里面就是感动的不得了。
When we sang the third stanza, my heart was just so.Moved that whenever we look up to him, we will see him praying and interceding for us.
弟兄姊妹，他那么生动地讲出我们的主身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祈求。
Described so vividly that we have this glorious high priest that has passed through the heavens and now is interceding for us forever.
希望我们都来爱他，好好的享受他啊。
Let's all love him and enjoy him.
另外就是今天下午有一个很重要的事，就是整个南湾的华人教会会到我们教会来一起为着美国能够归向真神祷告。
And this afternoon we will have an important.A combined prayer meeting in South Bay that many brothers and sisters from all over all the churches will join us to pray for America to return back to God.
我们为着后天美国的大选祷告，我们为着美国这个国家祷告，我们为着教会的复兴祷告，为着家庭的更新祷告。
We will pray for the election that's coming on Tuesday. We'll pray for the revival of churches and the revival in the families.
我希望弟兄姊妹，只要时间许可，希望你们都留下来，我们一起加入这个祷告。
Encourage brothers and sisters, if you are available, please stay behind and join this prayer meeting.
我不能再讲下去了，因为我今天的信息实在是很重要，我每一分钟都很重要。
Okay, I cannot keep going now. I have to go back to my message, which is very important.
我跟你们讲，我一点没有夸大，我今天的信息其实是至少需要10个小时才讲得完的。
I'm not exaggerating, but I need I need at least 10 hours to go through the message today.
所以我今天早上不是让你们喝鸡汤，是让你们喝鸡精。
So today I'm not feeding you chicken soup, but the chicken essence, the condensed.
那翻译很棒哈。那我希望，虽然可能对年轻人稍微难了一点，但是希望你们能够专心听啊。
Maybe that will be a little bit hard for you, but please pay attention.
啊，我前面的三个题目讲到这位超越的基督。
So previously I talked about this transcendental Jesus Christ.
今天跟下个礼拜我要讲这位属天的基督。
And today and next week I'm going to tell you about this heavenly Christ.
上个礼拜第八章的时候，我们讲到第八章里面提到基督三个很重要的角色。
Last week I mentioned about the three positions and roles of Christ in chapter 8.
第一，我没有时间考你们了哈，为了省时间。第一个讲到他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
First, that he's the great high priest that passed through all heavens.
因为他说第一件要紧的事情就是我们有这样的大祭司已经升上高天，在至大者宝座的右边。
So now this is the main point that we have such a high priest that passed through the heavens and right now is enthroned at the right hand of the Most High.
这个祭司跟地上所有的祭司是没得比的。
And this high priest is different from all the priests on earth.
他的 ministry, 他的职任是长阔高深。
His ministry is high, wide, and deep.
常说到他是永远不需要更换的，他的职任是永远的。
It is long because he will never be replaced. His ministry is forever.
不像旧约的祭司会死掉，有死相隔，不能长久。
Unlike the priests in the Old Testament that would die and then their ministry will end.
扩说到他的那个完成的救恩，他的救赎是为着所有的人。
And then the ministry is wide because his salvation and redemption is for all mankind.
所以作者说这样子的祭司正是与我们合宜的，就是正是我们所需要的。
So the author says such priest is what exactly we need and satisfy our needs.
不光只是为了犹太人，而是为了万民的。
Not only just for the Jews, but for all nations.
他不是要为要为自己的罪先赎的先赎自己的罪，他是无瑕疵、无玷污、无斑点的。
He did not have to offer sacrifices for his own sins first because he was without blemish, without spots.
他高说到他已经升上了高天。
And high because he has passed through all heavens.
他已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death he has destroyed the devil who holds the death.
他借着升天掳掠的众仇敌。
Through ascending to heaven he has captured the captivity.
他回到荣耀里去，在神宝座的右边坐下来。
And he has returned back to glory and now enthroned on the right hand of the Most High.
神把超乎万民之上的名赐给他，叫天上、地上、地底下所有的都向他下拜。
God has given him the name above all names, so that all in heaven, on earth, and above the earth will bow and claim that he is the Lord.
说到他的高。
And he is high.
然后说到他的深。
And he is deep.
他跟我们每一个人都发生关系。
And he has to do with every one of us.
他是慈悲忠信的大祭司。
The faithful and merciful high priest.
他凡事与我们这些弟兄们相同。
And he has gone through the same with all of us.
他凡事受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He has been tempted in every way.
所以他能够体恤我们所有的软弱，他这么深的 了解我们。
Therefore, he was able to sympathize with all of us because he understands our weaknesses.
他是一个深入的，真的是那么深入到我们的实际的情形和需要你。
He's deep. He goes deep into our needs.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样的大祭司，他的职分长阔高深。
We have such high priest. His ministry is high, deep, long, and wide.
第八章讲到他第二个角色。
And then his second.Position and role.
讲到他在那个真帐幕天上的帐幕里面，他做执事，做 minister， 不是 deacon 啊。
So that he ministers in this true tabernacle in heaven.
换句话说，他是所有属灵事物的总管啊，一切都在他的身上。
In other words, he ministers all the spiritual things.
他把所有属地的东西、属地的侍奉、属地的这种性质带到属天的境界。
He has elevated all earthly.Services into heavenly.
这是我们等一下要回来看的哈，他把地上所有当初的侍奉，看得见的、摸得着的，都带进了属天的境界和层次。
He has brought all the earthly things and services into the heavenly realm.
所以不是只有犹太人跟他有关系的，所有普天下的人，只要在基督里，都跟这个伟大的救恩发生关系
了。So this is not only for the Jews. Anyone that is in Christ. We have this relationship with this great high priest.
而且他不是在属地的层次里面的。
And he is not of the earthly.
我上个礼拜讲到这个的时候，讲到你跟属天的跟属地的相比，至少有七个东西不同啊。
Last week I mentioned about seven differences between the heavenly and earthly.
过了七天，不晓得是不是七个，一天忘一个都忘光了。
After 7 days, if I wonder if you still remember any.
有没有任何人记得任何的？告诉我。
Does anyone remember any of the differences between the heavenly and the earthly?
要省时间啊。新的跟旧的不同，还有呢？属天跟属地的不同，还有呢？看得见的跟看不见的不同，就是外面跟心里面的啊。那么第四个呢？短暂的跟永远的啊。那第五个呢？完全跟不完全的。那第六个呢？局部的或是全面的。以前只为了选民，而现在是为了万民。
Before the redemption was only for the God's elect, and now it's for all nations.
第七个，有条件的跟没有条件的，哈利路亚，你们都很年轻了。
Hallelujah, we're still very young.
因为老的人就是心事记不住，旧事忘不了。
When we advance in age, then we can only remember the things in the old time, but not the recent.
你就发现基督来，把所有的东西带到属天的境界去了。
So you see that Christ came to bring all things into the heavenly realm.
从短暂的、表面的、有限的，都带到无限的，接到完全的，再到永恒的里面去了。
It turns all the visible, temporal, and then partial into eternal and complete.
而且西乃之约是有条件的，你们若我就怎样。
The covenant of Sinai is conditional. It always says, if you do this, then I will do something.
而新约没有条件，只有神的责任。我要，都是神的恩典。
But in the new covenant, you see that it's all of God's doing. He will say, I will do this, I will do that.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到他在那个真帐幕，那个属灵的境界里面，他是那位执事，他来带领所有的属灵的事情。
It's because now we have this high priest. He's ministering all the spiritual things in the true tabernacle.
让所有的侍奉和聚会都产生了属天的价值和意义啊。
So that all of our services and assembly meetings will have spiritual meaning.
第三个是什么？第三个角色。
What's the third role?
更美之约的中保啊。
He's the mediator of the better covenant.
中保就是两造之间的保证人，让他们的约，让他们之间的 agreement, 让他们中间的 covenant 能够一定实现，保证实现。
So this mediator that guarantees the covenant between the two parties and make sure that it will happen.
等一下我们回来看，但是第八章的重点讲在这个约。
So the emphasis of chapter 8 is on this covenant.
今天第九章的前半重在讲在这位中保，这位更美之约的中保，他那个更美属天的执事。
So and then today we're going to see the first part of chapter 9 that this mediator, he has a more excellent ministry.
从第九章的后半到第十章的前半，他就重在讲到这位更美之事的祭司，还有更美的祭物，就是他自己。
And the second part of chapter 9 to the first part of chapter 10 talks about this better high priest and better sacrifices.
我再讲一次哈，第八章重在讲这个更美的约的本身。
So let me say it again. Chapter 8 emphasis on this better covenant.
第九章重在这位更美之约的中保，他所带下来那个更美属天的执事，那个 ministry.
And chapter 9 emphasis on this better mediator of this better covenant that brings about more excellent ministry.
换句话说，他把一切属地的东西带进了属天的实际，带进了属灵的实际。
In other words, he brings all spiritual services into the spiritual reality.
第三个，这个那么第九章的后半跟第十章的前半，重在这位祭司，还有他所献的那更美的祭物，也是他自己。
And second part of chapter 9 through the first part of chapter 10 talks about the better sacrifices that he offers, which is himself.
好，那我们今天来看我们这段的圣经啊。
Today, let's look at this passage.
我想我们先读第一节到十二节，好不好？
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1-12.
经文稍微长一点，但是很重要。
The passage is kind of long, but very important.
好，我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节，中文、英文都可以啊。 原来前约有礼拜的条例和属事的圣幕，因为有预备的帐幕，头一层叫做圣所，里面有灯台、桌子和陈设品。第二个幔子后面又有一层帐幕，叫做至圣所，有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里有陈玛纳的金冠和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。柜上面有荣耀基路伯的影，照着施恩座。这几件我现在不能一一细说。这些物件既然如此预备齐了，众祭司就藏进头一层帐幕，行拜神的礼。至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上。圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕仍存的时候，进入至圣所的路还未显明，那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样。所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。这些事连那饮食和诸般洗濯的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例，命定到正心的时候为止。但是现在基督已经来到，做了将来更美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进了圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。我们还是把它读完到十五节。何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无耻献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约之时所犯的过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。好，我们请跳到二十三节。
Verse 23，
我们读到二十六节好了。照着天上摩西做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这不过是真圣所的影像，乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前，也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入圣所。如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了。但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。好，我们圣经就先读到这啊。我在想说，读希伯来书第九章啊，大家可能会有四个问题。
I would think that when we study Hebrews chapter 9, we probably have four questions.
在我更深的进入信息以前，我想先把这些难解的问题简单解释一下。
Before I delve into the message, I want to give you an answer for these questions.
第一个问题就是第三节，讲说这个金香炉是在至圣所，可是我们读出埃及记的时候，它明明是在圣所。
So the first question is that in this Hebrews chapter 9 verse 3, it says the golden censer is in the most holy place. But then when we study the book of Exodus, it's in the holy place.
有没有人有这个问题？没有啊，那我不讲了哈。我们现在看到第二个问题。
If not, then maybe we can skip.
有没有人有这个问题？有。你们是动作反应慢呢，还是冬天迟钝一点？弟兄姊妹，你要知道，希伯来的作者一直集中在整个会幕里面一个关键的人，叫做大祭司。
We have to know that the author of the book of Hebrews focuses on one person, that is a great high priest.
而且你发现希伯来的作者一直集中在一件关键的事，就是怎么样子人可以进到至圣所，来到至高者面前。
And then he focuses on one thing, is that how man can come before the Most High.
所以在旧约里面，只有谁可以进至圣所？大祭司。
Who can enter the most holy place?
而且一年只有一天可以进去，不是只有一次。
And only one day a year that he can enter into the most holy place.
我讲摩西五经的时候会跟你们详细讲，他至少两次到四次进至圣所。
So not just once, but two to four times.
啊，因为有不同的讲法，好，但是至少两次进至圣所。
So at least twice he will enter into the most high place.
而当他进至圣所的时候。
When he entered the most holy place,
他带着两样东西进去。
He will bring two things with him.
一个是带血。
First, blood.
一个是带着香炉进去
And then the golden censer, the incense
启示录告诉我们金香炉或是香是讲到祷告
And then the book of Revelation tells us that the censer or the incense talks about prayers
请你注意到第三节没有讲金香坛在至圣所而说金香炉在至圣所
So please notice that this is not talking about the golden altar but the golden censer
所以这件事情是在发生在赎罪大日大祭司可以进至圣所的时候他把金香炉和血带进去
Therefore this must happen on the day of atonement that the great high priest will enter into the most holy place with the golden censer with the incense and the blood
所以金香坛还是在圣所里面
Therefore the golden altar is still in the holy place
这是第一个问题
So this is the first question
第二个问题
Second
圣灵用此指明、啊、第八节圣灵用此指明、我应该从第七节读起至于第二层帐幕唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上圣灵用此指明头一层帐幕、英文是讲 first tabernacle 就是第一个 tabernacle 还存在的时候他说进入至圣所的路还未显明那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样所献的礼物和祭物就着良心说都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全我不晓得你们看得懂看不懂这段话
So from verse 7 through 9 I wonder if you understand this passage、
啊、如果你们看得懂的话我为你们感谢主因为 我有很长的时间看不懂
If you understand that I really praise God for you becauseit took me a long time to understand it.
直到我后来从他的前后文跟对照 各样的经文以后我知道希伯来的作者在这里kind of, 就是有一点让我们confuse, 困惑。
Until I look at the whole context, then I realized that the author of the book of Hebrews is,
因为他的一种的笔法讲法是旧约里面没有的。
Because he writes in a style and a way that is different from the Old Testament.
就是我们平常讲 tabernacle 讲会幕的时候，就是整个会幕整体的。
Because usually in general when we talk about the tabernacle, we talk about the entire structure of the tabernacle.
但是他又把它更细的分为圣所跟至圣所，圣所叫做第一个会幕，第一个帐幕叫做 first tabernacle.
But yet he divided the structure of the whole tabernacle into two places, which we call holy place and the most holy place, and he called the holy place the first tabernacle.
然后至圣所才是里面的那个 tabernacle.
And then the most holy place is the other tabernacle.
所以他在这里讲到第一个 tabernacle 还存在的时候
So when he says that while there's still the first tabernacle
第一个 tabernacle 还存在表示什么
What does that mean? When he said while the first tabernacle is still there
大家看就表示那个幔子还在嘛
Which means the veil
所以他才把它分成了两个 tabernacle
Because the veil is still there to divide
所以他说当第一个帐幕第一个 first tabernacle 还存在的时候进至圣所的路就没有显明因为幔子遮蔽了
So now it makes sense when he says that when the first tabernacle is still there the way to the most holy place is still not disclosed
对不对大家现在明白了吗
Does that make sense now? 好
然后圣灵用此指明当第一个帐幕还存在的时候
So the Holy Spirit shows that when the first tabernacle is still there
不光进入至圣所的路没有显明
Not only that the way to the most holy place is not disclosed
而且这一个帐幕它存在它在这里提醒我们
But then the first tabernacle is there to remind us
就是你所献的祭物和礼物永远不能叫人完全
Is that the gifts and the sacrifices that you offer can never make us complete?
因为你看，已经献了1500年了，那个幔子还存在，让人不能够自由的、坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前。
Because gifts and sacrifices have been offered more than 1500 years, and yet the veil is still there to divide And that we cannot go into the most holy place.
换句话说，你怎么献祭，怎么杀牛，怎么杀羊，杀这个最好的牛，杀最好的羊，你还是不能进至圣所，因为他不能叫你完全。
In other words, no matter how much how many bulls and calves and sacrifices that you offer, they cannot make you perfect. Therefore, you can never enter into the most holy place.
隔了1500年，那个幔子还在，直到耶稣说成了的时候。
And after 1500 years, the veil is still there until one day Jesus said, "It is finished."
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半，这是宇宙中间大事。
And then the veil in the temple is rent from top down to the bottom. That is the great thing in the universe.
可是以色列人被蒙蔽的眼睛帕子存在，让他们没有看见，在基督里已经撤掉了。
But yet, because the Israelites were blinded, they could not see that the veil has been removed.
弟兄姊妹，大家这样子明白了吗
？Do you understand now?
教学你明白吗？我要试试看年轻人懂不懂。不明白，所以我真的需要 patience 哈。没有关系哈。再量一分钟讲。圣所分成不是会幕里面有圣所有至圣所。
Let me try again. There's a tabernacle. In the tabernacle, there's a holy place and the most holy place.
作者把圣所叫做第一个 tabernacle， 至圣所叫做第二个 tabernacle。他虽然没有讲第二个，就是表示那是里面的 tabernacle。
And the author here calls the holy place the first tabernacle and the most holy place the second tabernacle.
那么他为什么 会分第一跟第二？因为中间有幔子隔，你才会成为一个范围，叫做 first tabernacle.
Why is there a division? It's because there's still a veil that divides the entire tabernacle.
如果幔子不见了的话，那就只剩下一个了，就是圣所跟至圣所 become one.
And if the veil is removed, then the holy place and the most holy place will become one.
那么从摩西立了会幕的圣所以来，到耶稣的时代，这个幔子永远存在。
Since the time Moses erected the tabernacle until the time of Jesus, the veil was always there.
所以当这个幔子存在的时候，至圣进至圣所的路就被 block 住了，不清楚。没有显明出来。
So long as the veil is there, the way to the most holy place is not disclosed, is not clear.
所以一方面告诉我们进至圣所的路就不清楚，没有显明。
Therefore, on one hand, the way to the most holy place is not disclosed.
另外一方面，圣灵也在这里告诉我们，就是公羊或是公牛的血，或是我们所献的祭物和礼物，永远永远不会叫你完全。
In other words, the Holy Spirit is telling us that all the sacrifices, the blood of bulls and calves, cannot make us perfect.
所以还是不能够进去，只有大祭司一年一次才能进去。
Therefore, only the high priest can go into the most holy place one day a year.
有一个旧约专家叫做 Leon Morris， 他说犹太人的传说说大祭司在这个赎罪日进至圣所的时候，哈。
A famous theologian,
Leon Morris.
Morris, he says that on the day when the high priest go into the most holy place,
他都是一进去就尽快的溜出来，他的祷告是出奇的短。
And then he would just quickly go in and offer a very short prayer and rush out.
这是谢饭祷告，你们都希望的哈。
That's the kind of say prayer before meals that we all want.
你们谢饭祷告最好不要找我，我会祷告很久的。
Please don't ask me to say grace before meals because my prayer might be too long for you.
你应该找小朋友，谢谢主耶稣给我们吃这么好的饭，奉主耶稣的名，阿门，你就可以吃了。
You find a little kid and a little kid always say, "Thank Jesus for giving me good food, amen."
大祭司就跑进去随便祷告一下，赶快跑出来，因为怕在里面被击杀。
And then so the high priest will go into the most holy place very quickly, offer a very short prayer, and come out.Fearing being struck down to death.
而且在历史上，大祭司从里面出来平安出来的时候，他当天会宴请亲朋好友一起吃饭，庆祝他平安出来。
Historically, it was said that if the high priest came out safely, he will have a great feast to celebrate his safety return.
你说跟我们新约怎么比？
How can they be compared with the New Testament?
旧约只有大祭司一年一次进去，而且一定要带着血进去。
So in the Old Testament time, only the high priest can go into the most high holy place once a year with blood.
而且恐惧战兢的进去，快去快回。
And he will enter in with trembling with fear and quickly rush out.
而且新约我们坦然无惧的进到至圣所，记不记得
？But now in the New Testament time, we can come boldly into the most holy place.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个不能相比的事情。
These differences are so great, they cannot even be compared.
我刚讲问题就快讲完我的时间了。第三个问题。
So now, the third question that you might have from chapter 9.
要讲第三个问题以前，我们需要先看一下第十章的一节经文啊。
We have to look at a verse in chapter 10 first.
希伯来书第十章。第四节
Verse 4
因为公牛和我从第三节读起好了、
Starting from verse 3
但是这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪请大家自己记得哈这些献祭只是提醒你只是要告诉你知道你是个罪人你有罪因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪
So here we see that these sacrifices that are offered, they cannot remove and take away sin. They are but reminder that we're sinners.
然后我们看我们今天的第九章十三节。
Now let's look at verse 13 of chapter 9.
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵？那这里不是讲说？叫他们洁净，叫他们成圣吗
？But in verse 13, it seems like it says that the blood of bulls and goats can actually purify the flesh.
这不是很矛盾的事情吗
？Doesn't it contradict? Are they contradicting each other?
你们有没有这个问题
？Do you have this question?
有人举手了哈。
Yeah.
我恐怕很多人都还不知道这里有问题。
Maybe some don't even know that there's a conflict.
所以没有问题。
Therefore, there's no question.
请大家注意到十三节这里所说的。
Actually, verse 13 is saying,
在这里讲到叫人成圣、身体洁净，都还是指着外面来说的。
Actually, it talks about the outward cleansing of the flesh.
它是重在讲洁净 ，sanctify， 不是讲说你变成 holy， 变成圣洁。
So it's sanctifying our flesh. It's not making us holy.
所以当他们不小心沾染死亡，例如说家里有人死掉了，不小心碰到死尸啊。
So if they accidentally touch something that is unclean, like a dead body,
这个叫做不洁净。
Then they become unclean.
哦，他摸到了腐败的东西，不洁净的东西，这个叫做不洁净。
If they touch something unclean, they become defiled and unclean.
祭司在侍奉的时候沾染到尘土，不洁净。
So when a priest is on duty and touches some dust, he becomes unclean.
这些东西是重在 sanctify 或是purify 或是 cleanse 他们。
So therefore, these the blood of bulls and goats, they is to cleanse them.And purify them.
不是讲到生命里面，或是讲到我们里面的这个罪的洁净。
But it is not to remove their sinful nature and make their nature holy.
好，我现在没有时间讲第四个。
The fourth question.
照着二十三节，照着天上样式做的物件，必须用这些祭物去洁净。但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。因为基督并不是进了人所所造的圣所，乃是进了天啊！不，我上次讲过，不是天堂哈，这是中国人的翻译，中国人喜欢有个地方啊，这进了天 into heaven。如今为我们显在神的面前，我就想问弟兄姊妹，既然是属天的
，Okay, now from verse 23 to 24 and chapter 9, since these are heavenly things.
这个经文好像讲到进到天堂，进到天上去了。
It seems like this verse is saying that he has gone into heaven.
难道天上有污秽吗
？Then is there still defilement and unclean things in heaven?
难道天上还有不洁吗
？There's still something unclean in heaven.
有没有这样子的问题
？Do you have these questions?
你看，哦，你们总是有一个，不能让我逃过哈。
Okay, we always have someone.
啊、所以在这里不是讲到天上有一个地方然后有一个更大的一个帐幕
So here it is not saying that there's a place in heaven where there's a bigger tabernacle
这里讲到天上的本物
But the substance, the original thing in heaven. 我
看过各式各样的解经家不同的讲法，还是包括犹太人拉比的讲法。
I have read
那个信主不然包括犹太信主的人的讲法。
I've read through a lot of interpretations of theologians, even including a Jewish Christian Jews.
但是我个人在这里觉得这里天上的本物。
Here it says,
是指到我们这些蒙恩的人和这些蒙恩的人一切的侍奉和敬拜来说的。
So here it said the heavenly things actually in verse 23 is talking about all of us who have been blessed and saved.
我们今天是在新约的境界，是在属灵的实际里面来侍奉神。
Today,We are in the new covenant, and we serve God in the spiritual reality.
但是并不代表我们这些侍奉的人，或是我们所在侍奉、在聚会的时候，我们这个人就不需要洁净，我们还是有很多的掺杂。
But it doesn't mean that all of us who are already saved, we do not need any cleansing because we are still, can be corrupted.
虽然就着地位来说，我们已经与基督一同升到天上，但是就着我们的生命，就着我们的侍奉，我们各方面来说，我们还是有很多的掺杂需要被洁净。
Even though we have been elevated into heaven position-wise, while we're still on earth and we serve God, it's possible that we still have we mix with our flesh.And uncleanness.
你看，我回答问题已经用掉我大部分的时间了。我现在开始正式进入我的信息。
And now I will start my message.
其实我的回答问题也是信息，对不对
？Actually, my answering of the questions is part of my message.
刚才我们讲到希伯来书第八章，告诉我们基督的三个角色。
We just mentioned about the three roles Christ plays in chapter 8.
其中第二个，他告诉我们，他进到的帐幕是一个属天的，是一个属灵的，是一个 true。真实的 tabernacle,
and the tabernacle that he enters is a true heavenly spiritual tabernacle.
换句话说，他把我们一切属地的东西、看得见的东西带进那个看不见属天的境界和层次里面。
He wants to bring all the earthly and visible things into the invisible spiritual realm.
关于这个点，我们只要把我给大家的纲要上的这四节经文看完，基本上也差不多了哈。第一个是八章五节，他说他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。
Let's go through these scripture verses. First, Hebrew chapter 8 verse 5. They serve the copy and shadow of heavenly things.
看到没有？它是 copy and shadow of the heavenly things, 就是天上事情的 copy。跟这个形状跟影像。
So what they serve is the copy and shadow of the heavenly things.
所以这个哥罗西书我们上次也已经读过了哈，这些东西通通都是后世的影儿，它的本体是基督。
So these are all the shadows of the things to come, and the substance is Christ.
那第二个，我们看这里八章的第一节到第二节，他说我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上。是大者宝座的右边，在圣所，就是在真帐幕里做执事。这里讲到在天属天的境界了。
Hebrews 8 chapter 8 verse 1 to 2 it says that now he's sitting in the heavenlies.
而且这个帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。换句话说，都已经脱离了属地属人的层次。
And this true tabernacle is erected by the Lord. It's not of man or the earth.
第三节经文九章十一节，他说：“但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这个世界的。换句话说，就不是属地的了。”
Chapter 9 verse 11.
所以它是一个属天的。
So this is also a heavenly thing.
那第四个。
Fourth,
九章二十三节到二十四节
Chapter 9 verse 23 to 24
刚才我们读过了连照着天上样式照的物件都需要还要用祭物去洁净那更何况哈天上的本物自当用更美的祭物去洁净因为基督不是进了人所造的圣所乃是进了天堂乃是进了天在天的境界里面
Verse 23 to 24
所以我们看见这么多的经文都把我们带到天天天
So all these verses bring us back to heaven
弟兄姊妹，我只是想问大家，听了这么多以后，你觉得这些东西怎么用到21世纪今天的你跟我身上？
Now let me ask you, after we hearing about all these verses, how do we apply these verses into 21st century our daily life?
我们很多都是在看得见摸得着的里面，我们在这里生活，在这里侍奉。
Because we live in this visible world and we serve in this visible world.
但是神却在乎属天的。
But yet, God cares about the heavenly things.
神在乎属灵的。
God cares about the spiritual things.
就是一切的东西，如果你只有遗文的旧样，你只有传统的话，我不是说都不好哈，但是你可能已经失去了它的精义，失去了它最重要的地方。
But if we only live and operate and serve in the religious code and forms, they're not bad, but we might have already lost the spiritual essence and meaning.
你只知道 what.但是你不知道 why， 你甚至不你就是这样子。
We might know the how and what, but we don't. We might know the how, but not what.
We don't know why.
Oh, we don't know why.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
我常举的一个例子哈。
Oftentimes I will give you example.
有一些新来的，所以不是老来的，就是。Old timer， 请你们原谅我哈，就是我常常讲的感恩节烤火鸡的故事啊。
So the example I often use, forgiving me for repeating.
有两个人刚结婚了。
There's a newlywed couple.
到了圣诞节，这个新娘就烤火鸡给先生吃。
So around Christmas time, the bride would bake a turkey for her husband.
她买了火鸡以后就把它切一半。
Then after she bought the turkey, she would cut it into half.
然后放进去烤，当然要中间要一些过程哈，放进去烤。
She would marinate it and then she would bake.
然后过了三四个小时，是不是要三四个小时？
And after 3 or 4 hours.
烤出来以后放出来，再把另外一半放进去烤。
She would take out the first half and then put in the second half to bake.
那这个新郎就问他说：“你为什么要分两次烤？”
So her husband asked, "Why do you cut the turkey into half and bake it twice?"
他说：“我妈都是这么做的，我不知道为什么。”
She said, "I don't know, but my mom, that's the way my mom did it."
所以后来有一天回丈母娘家的时候，他就问丈母娘。
So one day they went back to visit her mom, and so he asked her.
他说：“为什么烤火鸡要分两次烤？”
Why did you have to bake the turkey twice?
没想到他丈母娘说：“我也不知道为什么，因为我的妈妈都是这样子烤。”
To his surprise, her mom says, "I don't know. My mom used to do it this way."
他说：“下次你问他。”
Maybe you can ask her.
所以终于又有一天去见了 grandma.
And finally, one day he went to visit the grandma.
他就问说：“这个 grandma 这个你为什么烤火鸡要分两次烤？”
So he asked grandma, "Why did you have to bake turkey twice?"
他说：“为什么要分两次？我们那时候烤箱这么小，只能分两次。你们现在不需要分两次。”
She says, "Well, it's very simple. Our oven used to be very small. That's why we had to cut the turkey twice. You guys don't have to do that anymore."
你相不相信？今天如果有人问你说，你们教会为什么每个礼拜要擘饼？别的教会都一个月一次。
Well, let me ask you. If someone asks, "Why does your church have breaking of bread communion every single week, and then other churches only have once a month?"
你说这是我们教会牧长职做的决定。
You say, "Well, that's a decision from ministers and deacons and elders."
那你就跑去有一天把一个指示拉下来说，哎，我们为什么要每个礼拜擘饼
？So maybe one day you go and ask the deacon, "Why do we have communion every week?"
我希望他们不是回答你说我也不知道，你去问余弟兄。
I hope they don't give you answers. I don't know. Ask brother you.
我更希望你们来问我的时候，我不需要告诉你说我也不知道，请去问这个李弟兄。
And I hope that when you come to ask me, I wouldn't tell you. I don't know. Go ask Brother Watchman Lee.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道属灵的实际到底是什么。
We have to know what's the spiritual reality.
所以有一些人就是受不了别人祷告没有奉主耶稣的名。
Some people cannot stand it when others pray.Without closing with in Jesus' name.
请你们不要误会哈，我绝对觉得祷告应该奉主耶稣的名。
Please don't misunderstand. Of course, I think we pray in Jesus' name.
但是我只是想跟你讲，多少人在那里奉主耶稣基督的名，在祷告中充满了控告，跟这个埋怨啊。
But yet, let me tell you, there are a lot of Christians who pray in Jesus' name, and yet their prayers are full of accusation and complaints.
什么叫奉主耶稣的名？
So what does it mean by praying in Jesus' name?
Hey, 你们天天都在用，到底奉主耶稣名的意义在哪里？
So what's the meaning and significance of praying in Jesus' name?
有没有年轻的孩子告诉我 ，Jack?
Any young people can tell me?
为什么 in the name of Jesus 这么重要 ？Nancy 阿姨连跟公司留话都是讲到最后的 in the name of Jesus.
It's so important that once Sister Nancy left a message at work, and then at the end she says, in Jesus' name.
我听不到他说什么。You want Jesus to listen to you? No? Huh? 同意你。哦，你要 Jesus 同意你啊。
Oh, you want Jesus to agree with you?
那是 threatening 还是什么？
It's a threatening.
有什么奉主耶稣的名，第一个讲到我们的不配，我们需要靠着他，我们才有资格祷告，对不对？
When we pray in Jesus' name, first reason is that we are not worthy. We have to pray in His name, and through Him, we have the privilege of prayer.
第二个，当我们讲到奉主耶稣基督的名的时候，
and secondly, when we say we pray in Jesus' name,
讲到我们降服在他的主权权柄底下，
we surrender under His sovereignty and authority.
因为父已经把超乎万民之上的名赐给了他，
because the Father God has given him a name above all names,
叫一切在天上的地上的地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主，
so that all that is in heaven on earth and under the earth will bow and proclaim that he is Lord.
所以第三个原因奉主的名是我们执掌他的权柄，
the third reason that we pray in Jesus name because we can reign for him.
叫一切万有都要符合降服在神的旨意底下。
So that all will surrender under his will.
那你看发现我们今天奉主耶稣的名随便就说了，对不对？
But now we casually say in Jesus' name.
我们一面在这里祷告，一面在这里埋怨，神啊，如果你是公义的神，你要叫他好起来，你好大胆啊。
Yet when we pray, we complain to God, we accuse him. God, if you are God, you should heal him.
你是神还是他是神？
So who is God? Are you God or he is God?
我们真的在他面前那么 humble, 那服在他的权下吗？
Are we really humble and surrender before him?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得很多的东西我们已经失掉了属灵的实际了。
So we have to know and see that we have lost a lot of spiritual reality.
所以希伯来的作者就是要把当时的犹太人全部落在外面的宗教遗文旧样里面，要带回到属天的境界。
So the author of the book of Hebrews is trying to bring Israelites who have fallen into the forms and regulation into spiritual reality.
让你知道神要的是什么，我们该有的境界是什么，要 back to the beginning, 回到神的心意里面去。
So that we will be back to the beginning and know what exactly God wants in his heart.
那第二件事情，
Secondly,
他不光讲到基督是一切属天的，不是，不光要把我们带回到属天的境界和层次里面去。
Not only that, he will bring us back to the heavenly realm.
他告诉我们，基督就是这个属灵的实际，就是属天的实际。
And he's telling us that Christ is the spiritual reality and is the heavenly reality.
我们刚刚所读过的那段圣经，好，我不晓得你还记得多少。
I don't know if you still remember the passage we just read.
回家好好读，但是我帮大家复习，至少提到五件事情。
Let me review for you. At least the passage mentioned about five things.
第一个，
first,
在这里讲到侍奉敬拜的地方，
the place of a service and worship.
原来是有一个属地的帐幕。
Before there was an earthly tabernacle.
现在是一个属天的。
Now there's a heavenly tabernacle.
第二件事情，
second,
原来是有这个属地礼拜的条例。
There used to be ordinances of these services and worship.
还有诸般的规矩，
all kinds of regulations.
洗濯的事情，各样洁净之礼，现在通通都要带到属天的境界。
Regarding rules about washing and stuff, and now everything will be brought back to the heavenly realm.
第三，整个所有侍奉祭祀的中心人物，这位大祭司，现在也是属天的了，是耶稣基督亲自来做了。
And now the central character of all of these services, the high priest, is now being replaced by Jesus Christ.
第四个，在这里所献的祭物礼物也完全脱离了公牛公羊，而是变成基督自己，是那更美的祭物。
And also the sacrifices that used to be bulls and calves, and now is being replaced by Christ himself.
连血都是用自己的血。
Even the blood is the blood of Christ.
第五个，
Fifth,
这个所有属天属灵侍奉带下来的结局。
And all the results, the consequences of these services.
带下来的结果。
And the result.
就是他一次就完成了永远赎罪的事。
That he once for all accomplished the redemption.
这是整个旧约 system 不能够完成的，那过了1500年都不能完成。
It is not something that the old system of the in the Old Testament can accomplish even in 1500 years.
没有基督的话，是永远都不可能完成的。
Without Christ, it can never be accomplished.
所以这个是消极上的，他完成了赎罪的事。
So passively, he has accomplished the redemption.
积极的事情。
But more positive and actively,
他成为先锋，为我们尽了幔累，他要把我们带到神的面前。
He has become our pioneer, the forerunner.Runner, and he will bring all of us to God.
就是我不晓得怎么跟你们说，讲到希伯来书，你就想跳起来了。
I don't know how to describe to you, but then whenever we talk about these things, I just want to jump around.
你真摸着属天，摸着属灵的境界，你真的是要跳起来的。
If you can really touch the realm of spiritual and heavenly, you will leap for joy.
好，我准备几个图画给你们看一下哈。
I prepare some slides for you.
想看更多，想听更细的，给你们广告。明年他第一个 quarter 讲摩西五经。
Let me have some commercials. If you want to know more about the details, beginning of next year, the first quarter, I will teach you the Pentateuch.
这个会幕的图哈，是他们仿照真正的。我听说最近在这附近也有一个教会做了一个仿照的会幕，孩子都去看过了哈。那这个是在红海北边，伊塔拉北边大概30 miles的地方吧，他们照了一个仿照会幕的样子。
So this is a model that they build.
他们的尺寸 everything 都一样啊，这是一个会幕的形状。
So this is a model that they built north of Red Sea.
地上的。
It's earthly.
啊，但是很有价值，至少在神百姓中间啊，有1500年
啊，不是
这个圣殿都是根据它的。
Because the holy temple was built after the tabernacle.
我们要特别提一下，为什么希伯来的作者要带我们回会幕而不用圣殿？
Let me mention again, why the author of Hebrew wants to talk about the tabernacle but not the holy temple.
因为当时的圣殿是希律王花的46年盖的，外邦人不信主的人盖的，只是为了讨好犹太人盖的。
Because at Bible time, the temple that they had was built by King Herod, by a Gentile king. The purpose was to please the Jews.
里面没有约柜。
There was no ark.
已经完全失去了当初的意义了。
It has lost the spiritual meaning.
一个神不在其中，基督不在其中的地方。
So it's a place that God was not there.
更不要说里面变成牛羊买卖兑换银钱一个贼窝。
So according to Jesus, it has become the den of robbers.
所以他带我们回到起初，回到山上的样式，神直接启示的。
Therefore, the author brought us back to the pattern that God revealed on the mountain.
好，我们再看下一章。这是有人画的哈，这个周围云柱火柱在至圣所，百姓对着会幕安营。
So this is a picture painted by an artist about a pillar of cloud and fire.
好，我们再看下一张。这是会幕图，这是非常重要的啊。
And this is the layout of the tabernacle.
你发现希伯来的作者完全 skip 了外院，他直接讲圣所里面。
You will notice that the author of Hebrew completely skipped the outer court and just he goes directly into the holy place.
我们在讲摩西五经的时候，讲到会幕的平面图有两种读法。
As we talk about this, we can actually read about the layout two ways.
第一个叫做恩典的路线。是 重在神施恩，重在他客观上的预备。
First is the path of grace. We emphasize on God's grace and God's preparation.
他是从里到外的，换句话说，从至圣所一直走出来的。
Then we will walk through this path, starting from the most holy place and all the way out.
讲到基督原来与神同享荣耀，为着我们，他来到我们中间。
So Christ was originally with God in glory, but for our sake, He came.
金灯台说到他成为世界之光，他成为生命之光。
And the golden lampstand describes that He became the light of the world.
陈设饼的桌子说到他成为生命之粮，他是成为众人的满足和生命的供应。
And the table of the showbread talks about that He became the bread of life and becomes our life.
金香坛说到他是那位身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祈求，他替我们祷告。
And the golden altar talks that he is our high priest, he has passed through the heavens and now is interceding for us.
然后他在我们中间用主的话，用主的灵来洁净他的百姓。
And he cleansed.
这是洗濯盆讲的。
And then this the wash basin talks about he cleansed His people with His word and His spirit.
然后在祭坛，他为我们受害、被杀、献祭、流血舍命。
And the altar says that He became our sacrifices. He shed His blood for our sins.
在营外受苦，带出外面去了。
And then He was brought outside of the camp and suffered for us.
这是从里到外。
So this is a path from the inner.The most holy place all the way out.
这是恩典的路线。
This is the path of grace.
这是重在神救恩上的给我们的预备，这是一个客观的。
Focusing on our objective experience and then that what God has prepared for us.
不管你信不信耶稣，神都已经为我们预备好了。
Whether you are a believer or not, God has already prepared.
第二个，从外面往里走，是从信心的路线来看。
Now the second path is from the outer court all the way in, and that is the path of faith.
从我们个人主观上蒙恩的经历来看
Just from our subjective experience,
你一进来你第一个碰到的就是祭坛你必须接受耶稣基督的救赎不然你不可能再往里走
Soon as we enter into the tabernacle The first thing we encounter is the altar That we have to receive the salvation from Jesus Christ Otherwise we cannot go in anymore
同样的我们在基督里我们不只得救了我们在这里接受主的话主的灵给我们的洁净和更新
And also not only that we are saved But through the word of Christ and also His Spirit we are cleansed and renewed
我们在金灯台面前我们接受他生命之光的光照
Before the golden lampstand we receive the light from Him and we are enlightened
我们在陈设饼桌子面前接受基督在生命里面给我们的供应
Before the table of the showbread we receive Christ as the bread of life
而且他是放的十二个饼是以色列十二个支派换句话说所有神儿女们的需要他都能供应
And then on the table there are 12 breads in other words thatAll of the tribes are provided.
然后我们靠着他进到神面前的，他就为我们祷告，他长远活着为我们祈求，而且他能够拯救到底。
Anyone who comes to him, he will be able to save them to the end.
然后我们进到至圣所，我们在这里亲近神，在这里瞻仰神。
Now we enter into the holy place where we draw near to God, we behold him.
而且约柜里面的这三样东西，这个法版、金冠、马拉，还有。亚伦发芽的杖在这里讲到道路、真理和生命。
And now in the ark, there's a manna, there's a staff of Aaron that had been budded, and also the man.
还有亚伦发芽的杖。
The Aaron's staff.
对，这里讲到法版，说到让我们知道神要的是什么 ，the way， 到底我们要该怎么过生活、侍奉。
There's also the tablet.The stone tablets of the law teaches us what exactly God wants.
玛纳是神所为我们预备的真理，预备的生命的粮食。
And manna is the bread that God has prepared for us, the truth.
亚伦发芽的杖说到这个复活生命的这个明证和权柄。
Aaron's staff that budded is that the witness and also the authority of this resurrected life.
上面是施恩座。
So on top is the mercy seat.
在上面是二基督伯。
And then on top of that is the two cherubims.
荣耀的神在那里跟我们相会，对我们说话。
And the glorious God will meet us there and speak to us.
你们能够明白我为什么说今天的讲道至少要十个小时吗？
Now you can understand why I said that I need at least 10 hours to go through this message.
我实在不忍心这样随便讲哈，所以摩西五经希望大家来听。
I really don't want to rush through these messages like this, so I hope that you will come to the class next year.
底下的图片很快的看一下。这是约柜的图样
So this is the Ark of the Covenant、
这个是金香坛的图样
And this is the Golden Altar of Incense
再往下这是金灯台有七盏灯
And this is the Golden Lampstand with seven lamps
然后再往下这是陈设饼的桌子十二个饼
The table of
showbread 再往下是洗桌盆门口的
And now is the laver the wash basin、
这些话我现在不能一一细说了套用希伯来作者的话
Sorry, I cannot go over the details with you
当然弟兄姊妹如今基督已经来到
But today Christ has come、
在这里这一节经文成为我们今天的结束
And that will conclude our message today
我们一起来看我们看十三节
Let's look at verse 13
若山羊和公牛的血并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上尚且叫人成圣身体洁净何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻的献给神他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心除去你们的死刑使你们侍奉那永生神吗 为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死，赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。在这里是圣经里面少数几节经文父子圣灵都在同一节经文里面出现。
This passage is one of the few passages where Father, Son and the Holy Spirit all appear together.
十四节讲到基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
That Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself to God without spot.
讲到这个伟大的救恩，三个一的神都在这里一起完成它。
So this great redemption is accomplished by this triune God.
所以难怪希伯来的作者说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Therefore, the author says, how can we escape the guilt if we neglect this great salvation?
三个一的神为我们所预备的救恩。
The salvation, the redemption prepared for us by this triune God.
洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑，使我们可以来侍奉永生神。
That he cleansed us from the dead works so that we can serve this living God.
而且不仅仅这样。
Not only so.
他把整个旧约所有在信心里面凭着信心献祭的这些百姓们的罪都全部都赎掉了。
He also redeemed everyone's sin that redeemed everyone in the Old Testament time offer sacrifices by faith.
叫他们能够跟我们一起来承受所应许永远的产业。
So that they together can inherit this eternal inheritance with us.
对不起，我必须结束。我们唱一首歌做结束。
Okay, let's sing a song to conclude. The
我们唱285首。
Hymn 285。
这条诗歌应该站起来唱哈。
I stand up and sing。
我们就唱一二三三节。我们很喜乐的啊，真的是在这里进到属天的境界里面来赞美他。
I sing this with joyful heart in the heavenly realm。
地上的帐幕是平面的。
Yes, the earthly tabernacle is flat, two-dimensional.
外院圣所至圣所。
The outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place.
新约这个属天的帐幕是垂直的。
But yet the tabernacle in the New Testament time is vertical.
外院在这个地上，基督在这个地上为我们被杀，被我们献祭，同祭坛在这个地上。
The outer court is on earth, where Jesus Christ died for us, and then the altar is on earth.
然后他为我们进入了那天上更大更全备的帐幕，而且进到至圣所，来到神的面前。
And now he has entered for us into God's presence, the most holy place in heaven.
所以我们新约的子民，属天的子民，我们的敬拜不应该在属地的层次。
Therefore we, the people of New Testament, we are redeemed. Our worship should not be horizontal.
我们的唱诗，我们的祷告，我们的读经，我们所有一切的侍奉都是向天去的，而且在天的境界里面。
Everything that we do, all of our services, our singing, reading the scriptures should be in the heavenly realm.
我们唱一二三三节，喜乐的唱。
Let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
我的主名本是哈利路亚被羔羊，我已从外院经过，我荣耀归于神，一切谢耶稣交接，紧紧带我一层神被死是神君真启示，哈利路亚被羔羊洁宝血我的洁净，我荣耀归你神，借此阴阳黄巨人，我今人终日居留，神是高知神之界，哈利路亚被羔羊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，夜海满之我的国，这里荣耀不败落，哈利路亚，我今在我
声来赞美他。
Let's all praise God together.
我们今天在王的面前来过生活。
Today we are living in the presence of the King.
我们在至圣所，在至高者面前来侍奉他。
We serve Him in the most holy place.
我们同声赞美祷告他。
Let's all praise Him together.
Hallelujah. 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 赞美你，耶稣。把一切的荣耀都归给你，那是何等一个蒙福的境界！是你把我们带到至圣所去。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，我们赞美你，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美你，赞美你。哦，主耶稣啊，主耶稣，我们真是要赞美你。在你这位伟大的大祭司面前，主啊，我们觉得赞美的话都何等的贫穷。
Lord, we feel our words of praises are so poor and limited before this great high priest.
哦，我们整个的人要飞起来，要来赞美你。
Our entire being want to fly and leap to rejoice and praise you.
你不仅仅是父神所宝贝的。
Not only you are the treasure of the Father.
哦，你真是我们这些蒙恩的罪人所最爱的那一位。
But you are the most beloved one for all.
你在我们想不到的时候，甚至还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就把我们带到这么荣耀的境界里去。
While we were still dead in our transgressions, you have already brought us into such glory.
哦，你把我们放在一个这么蒙恩的地位上。
You have placed us into such a blessed position.
主，我们赞美还要赞美。
Lord, we want to praise you and praise you even more.
我们要奉你的名向仇敌夸胜呢。
In your name, we want to boast in this victory.
我们真是随。随时可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
That we can come before this mercy seat anytime with boldness.
哈利路亚，我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you.
求你借着你那永远的灵，常常来提醒我们。
Please remind us often with this eternal spirit.
把我们从一切属地的、表面的，带到属灵的，带到真实的里面。
So lead us out of this earthly, superficial into spiritual, this heavenly.
你就是那个伟大的帐幕。
You are that great tabernacle.
哦，你就是那一切敬拜的条例和规矩。
You are the reality of all those worship ordinances and regulations.
哦，你就是那位伟大的祭司。
You are that great high priest.
你就是我们更美的祭物。
You are our better sacrifices.
而且你带给我们的救恩是何等完全的救恩。
And the salvation that you have given us is so complete and perfect.
不仅仅一次就完成了永远赎罪的事。
Not only that, once for all, you accomplish this redemption.
而且幔子已经裂开，至圣所的路已经为我们显明了。
But the veil has been torn, and the way to the most holy place is now disclosed and revealed to us.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we praise you.
哦，我们每一次说到你，我们就赞美你。
Every time we mention you, we want to praise you.
每一次我们讲到你，我们的心就喜乐。
Every time we talk about you, our heart rejoices.
Hallelujah, 一切的荣耀都归给主。
Hallelujah, may all glory be.The Lord.
祝福你的教会
Bless your church.
把我们带到一切真实的里面
Lead us into the reality.
都跟基督发生关系
That we are related to Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐啊
Please be seated.